Are you dead ass?
Micah, you don't have to lie to me.
Bye. Derek tried to get Micah to stay, but he knew she was pissed.
I can't believe you would ask me that.
Then why would you run away from the police?
I freaked out. I was called down to the office and saw two officers waiting for me. I felt like I couldn't breathe, so I ran out of the school. I couldn't go in there. But Nia, you gotta know, I would never hurt Ronnie.
If you didn't do it, then turn yourself in.
Jason, stop!
No, too late for that little lady. About to get his ass whooped.
I'm finna kill you, old man.
No.
Get off of
Dad,
me!
Dad, put the gun down!
Move!
No!
Hey, you. This is Tales of the Text. Short fiction stories filled with drama, secrets, and plot twists. Marinated in Black teen and college culture. Today's tale is when it all pops off.
Hey girl, I'm at Minx's after party show and face, and I don't even need to be shady today because I've been flaunting my vloggies win over her all night. But let me hit you back. I got a text, there's a photo op for the nominees on the roof, and you know I'll never miss a moment to get my picture taken. What the hell? Ain't nobody up here. Stop! Please! No!
Let's rewind a bit to how all of this popped off. Introducing Minx, a fire fashion influencer who went from sneakerhead to street chic. She hosted an epic after party, and all hell broke loose. She was known to kill fits and throw killer parties, but could she be a killer too?
Hey, it's your girl Minx here, and it's time to get Flea for the after party hosted by me. I may have lost the vloggies tonight, but let's be clear, I'm the number one partier. Evites have been sent to my VIP family and my other fellow fashion vlogging fam. But only my guests with followers over 20K will be able to RSVP for Minx VIP. I promised to vlog for my fans not able to join, and as always, I will be picking some of my lucky fans here in the Shy to help get this party poppin'. Show some love in the comments below for a chance to be picked. Holla for now. Minx checking in and checking out, here to give you some style, fashion, flair, and fleek. Mwah!
Okay, girl, talk about exclusive. Now, if you'd only shout me out more, I could have 20,000 followers, too.
Girl, you know you always gonna be VIP with me. But let's go get dressed so we can both look VIP, okay?
Fast forward to the party. There was ass shaking, hey, music blasting, blunts being faced, and drinks spilling as folks danced their way through Minx's after party. Minx knew how to do two things to an absolute T. Throw an exclusive party and leave people feeling a little salty. The night was young, the party was popping, and nobody knew someone had plans to really shake this party up.
Girl, this party is bussing.
For real, this might be your best one yet. I'm about to go to the bathroom and do a face check. It's hot as hell in here.
Okay, I can come with.
Girl, nah, I'm good. Tend to your party.
Vibe Productions is here for a photo op of the Vloggies nominees for Best Fashion Influencer of the Year on the rooftop.
What? Vibe Productions? They weren't on the media list. Let me check this out. Excuse me, Minx coming through. Oh my God! Coco, she's dead. Somebody please help.
The only photo op Minx might be getting is mugshots with the police. And bright orange ain't nobody color.
I'm here at the 12-venue space where 21-year-old social media influencer Coco Douglas was just found dead on the rooftop this late Friday night. According to social media, the Chicago influencer was attending a Vloggies after party hosted by Minx, a fellow social media influencer. There were no witnesses, but Minx, the host of the gathering and the one who happened to find Coco, is currently one of the prime suspects in the investigation. Let's hear from the attendees.
I'm Devin, and I'm one of Mink's biggest fans. I know she would never do something like this. All Coco did was shade Minx and every other influencer under the sun, so I'm not really surprised she got what was coming to her.
Excuse me. I don't know what Coco and Minx got going on, but these stress lines are not gonna sell my black woman-owned skincare line called Portia's Peach Skin. Follow me on Insta at...
Ma'am, please, somebody died. Cut the camera.
Minx is my best friend. Sure, she lost the Vloggies and was devastated, but my girl did not kill nobody.
It's getting real child's play Chucky around here. Minx and Coco. The way people idolize them, I'm not surprised it led to this mess. I'm just glad I was nowhere near it.
Oh my God, I can't even listen to this or believe it. Ava phony $5 fit wearing ass knows she was right in VIP, talking about she was nowhere near it. She's just mad she was nominated and nobody was even thinking about her. What's worse is people think I'm a murderer. Did you see the police hounding me, G? I wouldn't kill nobody. Girl, I don't even wear real fur.
Sis, calm down. I'm sure the police will figure this all out. Don't worry about it. We know you're innocent.
Don't worry. My reputation is at stake. You know what it took to get here.
Well, not really, because you don't help me or tell anyone much information.
You know what? I'm going to go from fashion influencer to FBI. It's my party, my guest list, and I'm going to figure this out because whoever it was had my number to text me about some fake-ass photo op.
Girl, you sound crazy. You don't want to play with no murderer.
But I'm also not about to let nobody, and I mean absolutely nobody, play with me or my bag.
Okay, girl. Look... I gotta go. I got some stuff to handle, but keep me posted on your little FUBU FBI plan. I'll help.
All right, girl.
Looks like Little Miss Famous Fashion Influencer is far from feeling herself with murder accusations floating over her head. Somebody called Johnny Cochran. Oh, rest in peace, Johnny Cochran. Somebody called somebody.
Them followers dropping fast, sis. Remind me to knock it on your bad side in case you decide to kill me next.
Girl, I didn't do a damn thing. And why would I bother with somebody not even on my level? Get off my line with this bullshit. Oh my God. I already lost 1,000 followers. All my paid sponsorships and brand partnerships are trying to retract offers. Postpone my content. I can't believe this. Everybody talking about I did this because I had a little beef with Coco? I just didn't mess with her for stealing my fits, but that doesn't mean I wouldn't kill her. Somebody's trying to frame me, and I need to figure out who before the next thing dead is my goddamn reputation.
You think, sis? If it's one thing about Minx, she's stunted on somebody mama, sister, auntie, cousin, you name it. And Lord knows she never worried about stepping on anyone's toes. Good luck figuring this one out, sis. There could be a lot of enemies floating out there.
Minx here. Live, checking in on all the madness that happened last night. First things first, my heart is with Coco's family, friends, and fans. I may have lost the Vloggies to her, but I never wish death on anybody. Y'all know my heart, and that's why I'm here to talk to you all, my fans and friends. The only thing I kill is fits, and it looks like I need to start playing detective too. I didn't do this, and I'm gonna figure out who did, but I need y'all's help. If you were at my party, please let me know if you've seen anything, heard anything, or think you know something about what happened. Please send any tips you have to the Minx text line. Anyways, Minx here, checking in and checking out, but... hear me loud and clear. when I say I did not kill my girl, Coco.
Keep running around like you're Batman, and you'll see who the real Joker is.
The only Joker is the goofy who was trying to set me up. Now get the fuck off my line. Blocked.
Looks like Minx's fire never dwindles, even when she's getting death threats.
Girl, you are not this desperate. Won't nobody talk with you or link with you? Now you gonna go kick it with Todd over Nita? And didn't you say someone's been sending you threats on your text line? You might just want to lay low till the police get to the bottom of this.
By then I'll be history, especially if the police still think it's me. Vanita used to be my girl. Plus, any publicity is good publicity for me right now, because none of my so-called A-list friends will have my back or stick up for me now because they think it's bad for their image. They had no problem posting me all on their page before when they thought I'd gain them fame and influence. And now I barely trust anybody since someone I invited killed Coco. But I know Vanita. She may not be A-list or even B-list, but there's only so much finesse I got before I start freaking the hell out.
Okay, girl, just calm down. It'll be fine. It's not the end of the world. Your safety is more important than your social media reputation.
Britt, look at this. My followers are dropping every day, and I work too hard to let it all just be taken away from me. So hell yeah, it is the end of the world to me. I mean, do you think you'd even be who you are without my reputation and my followers? At this point, I link with anybody to show that I'm not some crazy killer murderer.
Murderer, no, but crazy, yes. You might want to start by linking with Dr. Phil. And I don't give a damn about followers or social media when serial killers start getting involved.
Ugh! You know what, Britt? Forget it. You can roll out. I can link with Anita solo.
All right. Get rid of the one friend you do have. You created all this mess yourself. Now that everybody start dissing you, you starting to see how we all feel. You not so high post now, are you? Why do you think you got so many people gunning for you anyway? It's because of how you treat people, Minx. Good luck digging yourself out of this hole. You better hope you don't end up in one while you out here trying to play like some fake detective. I'm gone before your crazy gets us both killed.
Girl, forget you. I don't need a damn thing from nobody, and I sure as hell don't need your scary ass holding me up. Ugh, I'm so sick of everybody. And they know everything. Ugh.
Ms. Little Sneakerhead used to be top shit. Better get back used to being D-list.
Ugh, perfect timing. Ugh.
Oh, now this is some tea. Bestie's gone. And sis is still getting threats from anonymous texts? Ooh, child. Minx is fighting hard to stay on her high horse as her world is crumbling around her. Question is, how long can she keep the act up before everything just comes tumbling down?
Minx, what are you doing here?
Hey, V, look. I just wanted to link. I know we haven't kicked it in a while.
Kicked it in a while? Oh, you mean when you kicked me to the curb for all the wannabe verified influencers?
V, look.
You played me like we didn't start the Minx and V fashion channel together. Now that everybody thinks you're a murderer, you want to be my friend again. Girl, please.
V, I invite you to all my parties. I tried to rekindle and talk to you, but all you ever want to do is be standoffish.
Yeah, you invite me to your little parties, but you also leave me on the outside looking in a VIP because I don't have 20,000 followers. Didn't anyone tell you the people you see on the way up are the same ones you see on the way down? Only thing is, I'm not messing with no fake friend.
V, I'm sorry, okay? I was wrong. I should have never sidelined you and made you want to leave the channel. I may have burned a few bridges.
A few? Minx?
Okay, a lot of bridges with a bunch of people, but you know I didn't kill nobody. Not even Coco Persnickety Chanel wearing ass, and she's worse than me. I would never do something like that. Especially not after what happened to my moms.
They shot her in cold blood all over a goddamn car. You think I would kill someone over a fugazi-ass award?
I believe you, Minx. And you may be a snobby pain sometimes, but you still my girl.
If it's one thing Minx has learned, is to not burn bridges you may have to cross again. Or one of those bridges might end up crossing you, sis.
V, I'm so happy we could squash this beef. Thanks for supporting me on your live on IG and sticking up for me.
Girl, if it's one thing I'm gonna do, is speak the truth. You may be mad extra and a snob occasionally. That I blame on you being a Capricorn. But still, nobody deserves this.
Ugh. Ava has been making nonstop content since all this happened. Honoring Coco and all this fake garbage when she was the one who hated her the most. And she's been stealing my old looks. I'm so over it.
Ever since this stuff with you and Coco happened, Ava's been low-key been taken off. Seems like she has new deals and partnerships every day.
Look, she's going live now, giving some whack-ass tour of her closet. Nobody cares about last season's shoes, Ava.
I only mess with real leather handbags. Sorry, Peter.
Wait a second. V, look at the screenshot I just took. You see that gold shimmer reflected in Ava's mirror?
Oh my god, Minx. That's the top of a vloggy's award.
The police couldn't find the murder weapon. And no one could find Coco's vloggy's award she brought with her.
That would mean Ava did it.
She did have access to VIP. And had something to gain from Coco dying and me being framed. She really ruined my life just for fame? For followers?
Fame and influence will make you do some crazy things.
Oh my god, I need to text Britt.
Girl, you need to go to the damn police.
I am, but Britt was helping me figure this out the whole time, and I was a complete asshole to her earlier. She's been a little weird lately, but I've also been on some crazy selfish BS. I gotta do better. Because all this social media scandal mess made me realize what's really important, and it's not all these funky followers. It's my real friends, including you, V.
Don't get me all sentimental and tearing up. My mascara is not waterproof.
Britt, I know who did it.
Did what?
Who killed Coco?
Girl, what? Are you serious? Who? And are you sure?
Ava, and I'm 1,000% sure. I seen a reflection of Coco's trophy in her live video. I'm taking this straight to the police.
That's wild. Don't go by yourself. She could have someone watch you some other crazy shit. Meet me at my place. The police station isn't too far from me.
Okay, bet. I'm on my way. V, I'm about to head to Britt's and then we're going to the police station. I'll hit you when I get to her place.
Okay, don't forget. And keep me posted. Criminal Minds my show and all, girl. But Ava or not, a murderer ain't nothing to play with.
It looks like the tables are turning for our girl, Minx. What's the saying? Keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Looks like Ava already knew.
Britt, open up. It's me, Minx. Wait. What the?
The weight of the world lifted off Minx's shoulders when she found out Ava was the killer. And it all came rushing back when she was knocked out at her best friend's apartment. Will Minx be checking out for the last time? Find out in part 2 of When It All Pops Off. Now that we have your attention, go to your favorite app. You know, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts. Search details of the text, subscribe or follow. Press play, and duh, if you like what you hear, share with your friends, and even give us a nice rating. Till next time. Tales of the Text is created and executive produced by Joy Mitchell. Today's tale was written by Chrissy Taylor. Minx, voiced by Logan Peters. Britt, voiced by Lauren Giles. Vanita, voiced by Daphne Chanel. Ava, voiced by Lauren Kulisser. Coco, voiced by Janelle Evans. Reporter, voiced by Kima V. Antoine. Devin, voiced by Paris Gusta. Random Girl, voiced by Jenna Nicole Ramirez. Narrator, Joy Mitchell. Sound design by Scott Stronach. Music, Epidemic Sound.